Today's reading is in Exodus chapter 25, starting in verse 31. Exodus 25, verse 31. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work, its base, its stem, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. And there shall be six branches going out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. Three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on one branch, and three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on the other branch. So for the six branches going out of the lampstand. And on the lampstand itself there shall be four cups made like almond blossoms, with their calyxes and flowers, and a calyx of one piece with it under each pair of the six branches going out from the lampstand. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, the whole of it a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. You shall make seven lamps for it, and the lamps shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. Its tongs and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made, with all these utensils, out of a talent of pure gold. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which is being shown you on the mountain. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet yarns. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall be the same size. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. Likewise, you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. 50 loops you shall make on the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains to one to the other with the clasps, so that the tabernacle may be a single whole. You also shall make the curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains you shall make. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall be the same size. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and the 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together that it may be a single whole. And the part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. And the extra that remains in the length of the curtains, the cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and that side, to cover it. And you shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram skins and a covering of goat skin on top. And you shall make upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. 10 cubits shall be the length of a frame, and a cubit and a half the breadth of each frame. There shall be 2 tenons in each frame for fitting together. So shall you do for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and 40 bases of silver you shall make under the 20 frames, 2 bases under one frame for its 2 tenons, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 tenons, and the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 frames, and there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under one frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle westward you shall make 6 frames. And you shall make 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall separate beneath, but joined at the top at the first ring. Thus shall it be with both of them. They shall form the 2 corners. And there shall be 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under one frame, and 2 bases under another frame. You shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the side of the tabernacle at the rear westward. The middle bar, halfway up the frames, shall run from end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold, and shall make their rings of gold for holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you were shown on the mountain. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. And you shall hang it on four pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, with hooks of gold on four bases of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasps and bring the ark of the testimony in there within the veil. And the veil shall separate for you the holy place from the most holy. You shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle opposite the table. And you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the entrance of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen embroidered with needlework. And you shall make for the screen five pillars of acacia, overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold. You shall cast five bases of bronze for them. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make horns for it on its four corners. Its horns shall be of one piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make pots for it to receive its ashes, and shovels and basins and forks and firepans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall also make for it a grating, a network of bronze, and on the net you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. And you shall set it under the ledge of the altar so that the net extends halfway down the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. And the poles shall be put through the rings, so that the poles are on the 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. You shall make it hollow with boards as it has been shown to you on the mountain, so shall it be made. So most of our reading today is just all of these details regarding these items and these things that are going to be for the tabernacle, this place of God, this dwelling place where the people would focus and see Him. And so when He begins to tell them, first of all, about this golden lampstand, He tells them that it's going to be made of pure gold or solid gold. This lampstand was going to provide light within the tabernacle. It was going to be ornate, as far as I can tell from the description. And there's some indication that there was more description given to Moses than what is recorded here, as it states, "The things that I have told you on the mountain." There's no mention of any windows of any sort in this tabernacle. So the only light that was going to be in there was going to be from this lampstand. And keep in mind that when we think about, a lampstand today, we're probably thinking of like a candlestick holder where we'd put a wax candle in there and that would burn. But this would be different. This would be oil that would be put in these little reservoirs and then a wick put in there in order to burn. And so it would be quite a bit larger than what we're thinking about in terms of like just holding candlesticks. It would be lit in the morning, it would run all day, and it would be snuffed out at night. So each day those reservoirs would have to be filled. And it states a talent of gold being used, a talent being some 75 pounds. So perhaps that will give you some idea of the size of it as well. And of course, Moses again is given the caution, see that you do it according to what I've given you. He's underlining that idea that it has to be according to the plan and the instruction of God. Likewise with the tabernacle, there is a pattern that is given. You know, this fine linen being used, blue and purple and scarlet, which those are colors that are not necessarily easily made at that time. They don't have man-made dyes the way that we do today. They had to harvest those dyes in order to make that kind of colors. So these are would be considered expensive items. Not to mention the talent that goes into weaving these curtains and the tabernacle and putting the cherubim in them. And then the talent and the craftsmanship of making these gold rings and different things that are being described. And then, if I'm understanding the descriptions correctly, you had these fine curtains, and then you had this covering that was going to be made that was to protect the curtains. And these coverings were going to be tied together with brass clasps rather than gold. And finally, our reading finished with a description of this altar that was going to be made. And it says that this altar would be 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, so it was square. Remember, a cubit being about 18 inches, so we're looking at about 7.5 feet square. And then its height, 3 cubits, that'd be 54 inches. Now, for somebody who's only 56 inches tall, 54 inches seems really tall. So this was a very large. It was going to be overlaid with bronze and then have pots for it, for ashes, shovels, basins, forks, fire pans, utensils of bronze, a grating, some bronze rings so that it could be carried. All of these descriptions that are given. And it ends with, as it has been shown you on the mountain, so shall it be made. So again, I'm going to leave you with the thought that I left you with yesterday, and that is that when God prescribes how things are to be done, we must follow the pattern that He has given to us. God has even offered us a covenant that was according to His plan and His pattern. And if we want to take advantage of that covenant, that is salvation in the name of His Son, then we must follow the pattern that He lays out for it. And there is a specific pattern that must be followed, a pattern that tells us that we have to have a belief in Jesus as the Son of God. We have to have faith in Him. We have to be willing to confess that belief. We have to be willing to repent of sin, to turn away from it, trying not to sin anymore. We have to be baptized for the remission of sins. That's the point in which we die to sin and rise to walk in newness of life. And then we have to be willing to live according to that which is righteous, according to that plan of God, to live faithfully to Him so that we might uphold our end of the covenant and receive the promise that God has made to us. So we must not make instructions of no effect or of little effect by ignoring them, changing them, or doing something different. The pattern of God is simple and straightforward if we're willing to just look at it and accept it. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.